Tomim. It says Litzmo, you became Tomei, like if they did this Lush, it becomes Zasa two times. So we dash like this. Echad Labal, V'yechad Laboyel. Once for the Baal, once for the Boyel. So I would have thought like this. Heichad the Komisra Baha'i's Nus. When with this Nus now, she becomes Zasa to the Boyel, to this boyfriend, then she becomes Zasa to the husband. Or then Dalach Rishi drinks the Me'amarim. Avul Hobbit over here, where the husband is warning his wife, stay away from your father, stay away from your brother. Hoyo v'yasur v'kaima, since she's also with the brother anyway, even without this soita, she's also. Eimaloi, so maybe in such a case, if that was the boyfriend, that she's also to him anyway, maybe then there's no pasha of shtiya soita. Kamashman comes teach us, yes, that there's still a pasha of shtiya soita, still doesn't have to drink from the memor. Then the Mishnah says, no, chutz min akotin. But if the boyfriend is a katan, then she does not have to drink. Mor says, why? Ish omer achmona, v'loi katan, that's the parasha. The parasha of Saita, it says, v'shochav ish oiso. A man and not a katan. Then the Mishnah says, v'shoina ish. Who would it if the person is not a man, also she does not drink. So Mor says, l'mute mai. What does it mean to say, v'shoina ish, she's not a man? Even if you want to tell me, l'mute shochuf, if a man that's a little bit shachuf, Rashi says, Shem Sara Nishchaf, a kol of a yavish, his like body is very dry, he has mud in his skin, he has v'yein, but he has no koyach to him, Vice says he can't have tashmish kamat. If so, v'yom ha-shmul, Shmul said no, that shachuf, mekaran ha-yadai, halach, which you couldn't make kinui. That if the boyfriend was a boyfriend that's very weak and faint, so what? Still, if the husband warned her, and then there was stira, she does become asa, she does drink. Upaisa b'truma, and uadin, she would become posel t'truma. Rashi says it. Emuechad men absulim amachal emethisha. If this shachiv is such a man that would make her into a chalala, she'd become posel. Kagoy noiv dikachovim, if he's noiv dikachovim, or as ever a chalala benos no mamzer. The kind of kedushin, the psulim isha b'viyasan. That all any one of these, if they live with a Bas Yisrael, to make apostle. So you can't say when our Mishnah says Ve'enu Ish means this man that's very weak, a shachuf. Because here we're saying even though he's a shachuf, still the Maaseh there is a parsha of Spear of Saita. Sumer says, there's a verse like this: Mekanana Yodav Shita. Of course, why not? Sumer says yes. Now the time I would have thought to say. That I'm afraid the boy will live with her, he has to be a man that has power, that has shichva zera. But over here, if the man's a shochah, very weak, that he doesn't have any shichva zera, maybe does not make the wife into a saita. His kamashma, that's the chiddush, no. That even though he's weak, he doesn't have shichva zera, so what? Lamais, if he lives with her, or there's kinui, and there's tira, he could also make her into a saita.
All right, turn over.
The mashmula that still does a parsha of shtiya saita by a shochav. By the then it says also a paisa betruma that if this shochav, this weak man, is a goy or an eved or a cholol and he lives with a bas yisrael, she becomes posel, she becomes a chalala, she's also to a kohen. So the gemara also pshit, of course, why not? The gemara says yes. Now the time I would have thought to say the first it says lo yichal zarom rachmano. So it was dashing like this. The yisrael zera lechalol. The less lezera lechalol. Maybe who could make an isher into a chalala? Only a man that could have children, that he has zera. But here, this man is so weak that he doesn't have any zera in him, so he can't make her pregnant. So if so, maybe he cannot pass law. He cannot make her into a chalala, even if he's an eved or a chol or a goy. Kamash mula know that lemaisa still, if he lives with this goy, lives with the bas Yisrael, he passes or makes a posel to a kohen. A kohen cannot marry a girl that lived with a goy. For the Gemara, if so, what's Shana Mishnah? V'yeva lamutei, what does it mean to say, v'sheina ish, he's not a man? So when it says lamutei, arvikachavim. It means to a mayat a goy, that if your wife gave kinu v'stirva to a goy, she does not drink. For the Gemara, I've omar av hamnuna, arvikachavim mekanana yodhu v'poysa b'truma, yes? That if the husband warns his wife, stay away from that goy, and then there's stira, she does have to drink. So mekanana yodav, of course. Well, says, no, Mazay, I don't want to say the same other time. Nitmo, shtei pomin. Echo the bav, yecho the boil, like we had before. When a saita becomes also to both husband and to that boil. So I would have thought to say, hey, the commissar of Baha'i's nus, when is the parish of saita where she first becomes also to that man with his beer? Avol ho, but the man's a goy. Hoyo v'yasur v'kaim, even though she's also from before to live with a goy. Is aim aloy, maybe then if she lives with this goy now, or this king of Estira, she does not become a saita, that she cannot drink the me'amorim. Kamash will know that Lamaisa still, if the husband warns her, stay away from Johnny the goy, and then the Estira, she does have to drink. Vaito poisel betruma, p'timab shita. Of course. If a goy lives with a bas yisrael, he makes her into a chalala that a kohen is not allowed to marry her now. So what's the chiddush pshita? So Mar says no. Mother Tamar would have thought to say the pasuk says the bas kohen kisiel yizar. If a bas kohen gets married to a zar, is omer achmona devar havai in. It's only a person that has in the parsha of kedushin that can make kedushin. There we say she becomes a chalala. Or maybe the lav bar havaya. Like by a goy. Here, if this Bas Yisrael lives with a goy, since a goy is not in the parasha of Kedushin, maybe he cannot pass a law to make a halala that she should be possible for Truma, Psula for a Kain. Here's Kamash Malon, yes, the possible. That still she becomes a possible. To get the Truma, it would be if she's a Bas Kain. If she's a Bas Kain, his regular Bas Kain could eat Truma. But here, since she lived with a goy passes so she becomes a halala, she cannot eat Truma. Kamash Malon with the Possum and Rabbi Yechanan, Yom Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Yom Yishmoyel, Mina Yim Liyev Kechovim V'yevid, Shua Abu Ala Kahanis, V'yal HaLaviya, V'yal Bas Yisrael, Shepasluo. How do we know that if a Goy or if an Evid lives either with a Bas Koyin or with a Bas Leviya, Levi, or with a regular Bas Yisrael, that now she becomes a Chalol, she's also to any Koyin? Shenema the Possum says, U'bas Koyin Kisiya Amonu Grusha. So we dashin mi sheyesh lo yamonis vegerishin bo yotz avid chavim miyevit shein lo yamonis vegerishin bo. So in Nashma, that's when she goes back home. So bas koin kisiyah amon agrusha, then she goes back to her father's house that she can eat truma. That's only to from a person that had that she was living with a Yisrael. Somebody that has almanas for Gerushin. But Hashenkin, if she was living with a goy, that's not the pasha of Gerushin and Kedushin, then she can never go back to husband to eat truma. That's the lacha that once you live with a goy, she's also liyelam to eat truma. She becomes a chalola. So Gemara saw we have elu lamute mai. So what's shana mishnah? What does our mishnah mean to say v'sheina ish? If the man is not a man, there's no din kinu astira. So Gemara papa lamute behema. If a man sees his wife is too friendly, chveis with the dog. So he tells his wife, stay away with the dog. And then they find the wife alone with the dog. Maybe I would have thought to say she becomes a saita. Kamashla, no. From a behemah, she does not become a saita. Why? The yain znus for behemah. There's no din znus by behemah. Omale rovim mi pazaki le ravashi. Minoha milsa. How do we know this? The yomer rabbonim, what the rabbonim say, ain't znus for behemah. Means if an isha lives with a veima, avadat's an avera, it's terrible avera, but our koponim is not called znus. She does not become also to her husband. If your wife lives a place with an animal, she does not become also to the husband. How do we know that? Znus means als ishus, that she become also to her husband. How do we know that if your wife lives with an animal, she doesn't become also to the husband? So Mar says, the chsil says in the pasuk, loisovi esnan zoyno mechir kelef. You cannot bring for korban the present you give a zayna, or else if you exchange an animal for a dog, that animal cannot be brought for korban. Now, Vatanya will learn, es non kelef. What's going to be if somebody gives a present to a dog? Or mechir zayna. Or else, what you sold, you made exchange for a zayna. Is mutarim de mutar for korban. Shenem and Apostle says, gam shenayim. Shenayim, only two things are us of layabo. Yeah. So here we see what? By living by an animal, that's not also a zoyna of a kelef. If you pay a kelef money, like the dog, you give a kelef something, it doesn't have a shein's nus. That's the raya, because when you pay for a dog, to live with a dog, does not become also for korban, because that's not called as nus. only by a mechir zayna, only a nesnan zayna becomes zasa, but not a nesnan kelev, because if you live with a kelev, it's not called znus. For the Gemara of Sol v'yelo, shichva zera lomuli. Now that we're saying the Pasha of Sait, even if the man is a shachov, a weak man that doesn't have zera, still he makes the lady into a saita, so why does the Pasuk say if the boy will live with a shichva zera? So Mar says, mi boy l'katanya, shichva zera prat l'dover acher. My davrach, what does it mean davrach? Mar says, prat l'shekina lo shloi kadarko. If those been warned to stay away from her, that not to live with her, shloi kadarko from the backside, not from the regular way. Omale rova, shloi kadarko from the pasuk, shloi kadarko, mishkeva ishik siv. The pasuk says, mishkeva isha, it has to be a living of an isha. So Rashi says no. Mishkeva Ishi, Rashi says, Hukshu Shnei Mishkeva Yisrael Nechol Dvorim. The Chivon and the Seres Olav, Amaliyev Kinoi. It's not true that since if a man lives with your wife, even the back, still she becomes also to the husband. There's a Pasuk Mishkeva Ishi, no matter how he lives with her, she becomes called Znus. Since so Avada, she should become a Saita. So you can't say she's not a Saita now. Hello, my Rava. Prata Shekinu L'Derech Evorim. Is Derech Evorim Stam, you warned her that Stam, this man should not touch your wife, like Stam, the other Evorim, not to have real Tashmish, Stam, not to touch the other parts of the body. Omalei Abaya, Pritzusa B'yalmi, who Pritzusa mi Osa Rachmana, Pshita, she doesn't become Osa to her husband. It's Stam, it's a Maitha Pritzus, if he touches her. But she doesn't become Osa to the husband. Havadi, she's not a Soita to drink the Me'amorim. It's only if he has Nusa, they live together. So my answer is, Hello, Amr Abaya, the Pasuk says, Shichva Zera, Prat the Shekinah Lo V'Neshika. Only if they're kissing. Kissing means if that boyol puts his zeber, just touches Hamakam. He doesn't go into her there, it was only like kissing. So that's not also, that doesn't make her into a Saita. So Mara says that depends. Honich Laman Diyom HaRoh Zuach Nosas HaTorah. If we know HaRoh, that means Tchilas Biyah always Asa. Any case of Eishas Ish, of his nus, Tchilas Biya Haro is also. The question is, what's called Haro? So the Mount Yomar, it says, Achnosas HaTorah, the man has to put the tip of his Aver inside to her. Abu Nishika, Abu Leiklum. Stam of the Aver just touches her there, just like kissing there. She doesn't become also. Hainu the Yosikra, the Mutu Nishika. Then it's good. Then with Nishika, she doesn't become a Saita. Eloman the Yomar. The one that says the Yomar Rozu Nishika, that Tchilas Biya. Means just the man putting his Eva next to the Makam of the Isha, and that's called Znus. That she becomes Asa. Ma'ikalameim, what could you say then? She should become a Saita then. So Mary says, Liyerdom is Kinu L'Derech Evarim. That no, really the husband only warned to stay away from my wife, just not touching her. Ma'adotayma, the Kfeidu, the Baal Tali Rachmona. That the Pasha of Saita is what the Baal is Makma, the wife should not be doing. O Baal Kokopit. And the husband is makma that his wife should not be, this other man should not be touching her. Kamashmula no. Kamashmula that she's only Yosef Derech Znus and not Derech Evor. Now, Mashmul, you saw the mark. We'll stop here. We're holding that Chov Zayin Omer Aleph. Just last Gemara was Omer Shmuel.